You are listening to The Currents Morning Show. I'm Jill Riley. Look at that. We've landed on another Wellness Wednesday where we just have conversations here on The Current, inspired by our colleagues at NPR News and just talking about a variety of wellness topics. Now, here we are, the most wonderful time of the year. But in the year 2020, is it the most wonderful time of the year? Well, I wanted to get, a colleague and really somebody that I haven't had on the show for way too long. Nora McInerney is the creator and host of the podcast Terrible Thanks for Asking and the founder of the Hot Young Widows Club, an online support group. And she's with me now. Nora, how are you?
Honestly, today I am doing pretty well. I remembered to take my Zoloft. I stopped myself at 1.5 cups of coffee instead of going, instead of finishing that second, then reaching for a third that would obviously just make my heart explode. And the sun is shining, so I'm pretty good.
You are in Phoenix, so yeah, you got the heck out of Minnesota.
I have defected, as evidenced in my accent, in the way that I present my vowels. Do not worry. I shall always be a Minnesotan.
Nora, I was thinking of you recently. I listened to your podcast, Terrible Thanks for Asking, and you recently had a guest on Terrible Thanks for Asking who was talking about the subject of toxic positivity. And I had never heard that term before. And I was like, ooh, tell me more. Because, Nora, right, during this time of the year, the holiday season, I think I fall into kind of emitting this toxic positivity because I'm kind of pressured to feel like this time of the year, like I need to be joyful, I need to be happy, I need to be, full of gratitude. But that can be a front, though.
So yeah, the guest you were talking about is Susan David. She's amazing. She works at a little place called Harvard Medical School. Ever heard of it? She has this book called Emotional Agility, and she is kind of one of the people who's been at the forefront of studying emotion. And one of the things that I've learned from her is I've always been an emotional enthusiast, always. Like, I feel a feeling, I feel it hard. Our emotions are signaling things to us. They are telling us what we value. They are telling us that something is aligned or misaligned. And when we try to force happiness, which, by the way, we have all done, but it all comes out eventually. So as much as we would love to say, in 2020, let's just make this a really good holiday season. Mm-hmm. That's not possible for everybody. And there's such immense value in acknowledging that, in being honest with yourself so you can be honest with the people around you and say, hey, are you guys really just not feeling it this year? I mean, one, we can't get together. So what if we just acknowledged how hard this was instead of trying to shoehorn this experience into what we believe the experience should be. Nothing good ever came from the word should. When you hear yourself saying that, like, well, we should be happy. We should. Like, you are already, it's a form of gaslighting yourself.
I'm talking with Nora McInerney from Terrible Thanks for Asking. She's the host and creator of that podcast. And Nora, when it comes to the word grief, I've heard the word grief a lot this year, and that we should grieve the things, and not just people, but grieve the things and the traditions that maybe we need to let go of this year.
Yeah, grief, that is something that specifically we tend to sort of use that word as, kind of like for special occasions, right? And the special occasion is typically someone died. Mm-hmm. Someone died. Grief has always been about more than death. And I'm not the only person who has felt a little bit of resistance to that, right? My husband, Aaron, died in 2014. He was diagnosed with brain cancer in 2011. And I remember someone almost suggesting that I was experiencing grief, and I was livid. How dare you say that he's alive? I would never grieve him. He's like, no. I was not grieving him. I was grieving the lies that have been completely upended, the experience that I had assumed we would have as young people who had just fallen in love. Mm-hmm. That was absolutely grief. I can look back at that time in my life and say, oh yeah, that was grief. You are allowed and will grieve many, many things in a lifetime. And I love to see people acknowledging this experience as a grief experience. It is unquantifiable, and it is not a contest. Okay. So when we are all in this together, sure. Yes, big asterisk. We're all experiencing this very, very differently. We don't need to compare our experiences against one another because they don't compare. So it is entirely possible, and it is happening right now, that my seven-year-old is grief. He doesn't get a, we moved to a new city. He got to go to second grade for like 5 minutes. He is experiencing grief right now. He is also, by the way, he does still carry grief for the dead dad mm-hmm. that he barely got to know. Those two things can exist, and they do not need to be compared to one another in terms of like severity or weight. And I think there is a little bit of American emotionlessness that makes it very, very hard for us to acknowledge that we can all be experiencing different kinds of grief without making it a contest, without turning our experience into a yardstick to measure by. And by the way, even if there were a grief contest, who would want to win it?
I'm talking with Nora McInerney for Wellness Wednesday this morning on the Currents Morning Show. You wrote a piece for the New York Times recently, and I'm so glad that you wrote this line here. It's hard to accept a reality that you did not choose, but fake it till you make it is not a healthy emotional coping strategy. And let me tell you, Nora, I used to buy into that whole thing of fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm. And where did it get you?
It didn't work out great. It kind of came out sideways, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, it really does. I wrote that piece in the New York Times specifically about that first Thanksgiving after my husband died. Thanksgiving was 3 days after he died. Three days. What do you think we did?
You still had Thanksgiving, didn't you?
We had Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We tried to have a normal Thanksgiving during the most abnormal year. And our tradition as a family is rolling with it. Mm. And so this year will absolutely not be the same. And we have eliminated any sort of pressure around it. So my kids know, well, we're not going to see anybody outside of our home on Christmas. You are going to pick out a gift and mail it to one cousin. They will also mail you one gift because that's what's doable. In the year 2020, who has the money to be buying a gift for everybody in their family? Nobody. The adults in our family, we don't need gifts. Kids only. So we faked it that first year. I will never fake it again.
And you ended that piece by saying something to the effect of, you know, making space, which we talked about the word grief, and also about the word gratitude as well, and really kind of making space for both of them this year.
You know, they're not antonyms. Grief is not the opposite of gratitude. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people, the phrase gratitude is used almost as sort of a cure for what ails you. Well, just, you know, write in your gratitude journal. Write three things that you're grateful for. And yes, the science does say that recognizing the things that you can be grateful for does have a positive effect, but not at the cost of also recognizing what is truly hurting you.
Uh-huh. Yep. Nora McInerney, creator and host of the podcast Terrible Thanks for Asking. You can find it in all those places that you enjoy looking for and finding your favorite podcasts. I really enjoy listening to that podcast and just appreciate, you know, all the really open conversations that you have had about hard times in people's lives and grief and normalizing that conversation. So I really appreciate that from you.
Oh, I appreciate you, Jill. Thank you.
All right, Nora, we'll talk again soon. Let's not go about 10 years in between the next time.
Yeah,
okay?
let's keep in touch. KIT. Okay?
All right. Sounds good. All right, Nora, thanks for checking in for Wellness Wednesday.